Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm you have called me.
Lally, your scholar in residence at Columbia University in New York, Center for Health, Equity, and Urban Science Education. We have an exciting show for you tonight. We're giving a shout out to Fran Drescher, the actress in Hollywood, the star of The Nanny. She has an amazing foundation called Cancer Mantra. Cancer Mantra. It was named by Brad Pitt because when she was in the hospital with cancer, which she alleges came from living in a toxic environment and being exposed to a toxic environment, he came and visited her. He said to her, "We need this cancer mantra." And that inspired her to name the foundation after him. And so that's how it became. And the opportunity this evening is for those of you tuning in to Tuesday Health Talk Radio. This radio show commenced 2 years ago because Pastor Jonathan Hill saw a need to educate people about environmental toxins. And he saw two miracles happen in Orangeburg, South Carolina, and he said, "We're going to inspire the nation with Dr. Lawley's voice and the testimony of all the goodwill that she's doing in her work to help people get healthier environments." And so we are so grateful to have the opportunity to be here this Tuesday night and to lift this exciting program up to the world. Ladies and gentlemen, we all have to be intentional about making our environment healthy and safe for the next generation. And so, tonight we're bringing you information. We're bringing information on her foundation. And I know I have a lot of background noise. It's because I'm traveling with the team. We're on the road tonight, and we're mobile in this vehicle. And so you might hear the GPS. You might hear various sounds. But know that we are trying to get ourselves orchestrated because this campaign is happening. We are so excited about Hollywood and actresses and actors having intentional movements and health campaigns to make America healthy and to preserve the quality of life for the next generation. We have to be intentional about keeping America healthy and safe. And so we want to give a shout out to Fran Drescher, who's doing an amazing job. And she wants all of you to join her campaign as well. She actually has a registration site. She has some products, and she has some materials that allow you to have a detox your house party. She is big on reducing your exposure to household chemicals because we know now that, yes, EMF, electromagnetic frequencies, are a culprit indoors. And if they're high, they can actually increase the assault of chemicals. And so Fran is doing an amazing, and she's doing an amazing job of making these programs available. They will showcase your house party to educate your friends, family, neighbors about toxins in your house. She has games to play. If you're having a detox your house party, we did a detox your house sponsored by Fran Drescher at Southern State Community College, and we had the whole community come out because we have to start educating people and educating our children from a young age. And I want to render a salute to Congress because Congress legislated the educational the National Environmental Education Foundation, so that our children would be have the opportunity to learn at a young age how to keep the environment safe, how to reduce their exposure to chemicals, how to just enjoy the outdoors, and why keeping a clean environment that's chemical-free, chemical-reduced, and radiation-reduced is essential to the quality of life and our health. And so we salute the National Congress for legislating this National Education, National Environmental Education Foundation, and celebrities like Fran Drescher, who have made it their mission to lower these incidents of cancers by educating people of how a cleaner, safer environment can make it work. And we're making it work. We're so excited that we, thanks to the teamwork down in the South, we just got our first preliminary invitation to do a commercial building. And we're so excited about having the opportunity to lift our hope in biobalancing one of the most beautiful buildings. It's a commercial building that's going up in the name of the Green Campaign, and it's going to be going forth with our technology. And so we are just happy to be a part of keeping America strong, keeping America safe, keeping America great. And we just want to open up the lines. We want to open up the lines to see if there's any testimonies to share, because I will tell you, we want people getting engaged with Cancer Smancher and Fran Drescher, and just take the time to send her an email and thank her for her efforts. Because if you think that it's easy being out here, being on the road, being on the campaign trail, keeping your voice as a voice to be reckoned with, as a voice of information, as a voice of concern in today's world, you are sadly mistaken. We need to take the time to encourage the people who are sacrificing their lives to keep other people informed and to make this program happen nationwide. And we can do this. We can do this together, and we can make it happen. And so I just want to open up the lines. If anybody wants to share a testimony, because I'm telling you, I'm looking at some tired faces here. We've been mobile. We just came out of a dinner presentation with a construction company that is looking at building new construction with our technology. And so we are excited at the things that are unfolding and unveiling on our behalf. And you can hear my voice being harsh. It is cold. I've endured two snowstorms this week. And so I'm exhausted, and I've been running since about 3 o'clock this morning. So do we have anybody on the line that has a testimony that wants to share tonight? This is Tuesday Night Health Talk Radio. And if you have any testimonies you want to share, I just want to give a shout out. I want to particularly bring everybody's attention to Morgan Lee's GoFundMe page. That's our young lady that wrote the protocol of how to stop seizures with the nanotechnology. She's trying to raise money for a conversion van, so that when she has her surgery in the spring, her parents will be able to transport her in the new support technologies and apparatuses that she will need to have. And so if not, Pastor Hill, I'm not going to be on the line long because my throat is really challenged. But I want to thank everybody for listening in and tuning in tonight. I want everybody to take the time to look up Fran Drescher and render her some accolades of gratitude for her support and her fantastic work.
She now has a mammogram van in New York City, and one is either in Los Angeles or is coming to Los Angeles, where she's given free mammograms. She's doing her part to bring awareness to the fact that, yes, our environments are playing a part in the demise of our health, but if we're intentional in seeking out the source, we can be intentional in bringing resolve to the situation. So I'm going to say goodnight, everyone. I thank you for your time and tuning in to Dr. A tonight. We'll have more for you next week. But over and out, and I thank you for the opportunity to share.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, Mario. Thank you to my Canadian family. You're my heroes. You're the men, the armed shoulders that I stand on, to Pastor Hill, to my soror in spirit, Ida Moore, two of the kindest, grandest angels, archangels of the city. I tell you what, we have a fantastic team, and I look forward to the days ahead and all we're going to be able to do, because we are now hit the commercial zone, and I am so excited about the future. Good night, everyone.
Bye.
Love your brother. Love your brother.